We've got real no updates on the injuries. Anybody that got tested or whatnot, nothing was serious. So something that will keep you updated as the week progresses. Any questions?
What stood out the most from watching film then?
Yeah, I think our guys' effort. You know, obviously in the first game, there's always going to be a lot of mistakes. You know, I think Peyton had an unbelievable night. I think that's pretty well documented. Really, when you get in the course of a game like that, you don't even really pay attention to those things. And, we were just trying to score as many points as possible, kind of pedal to the metal. And, when the dust settled, he had 7 touchdown passes. Defensively, I think, I think we had some guys step up for guys that weren't available to us. A guy like Sean Phillips and Chris Harris, I thought, had very good games. But we still have a lot of work to do. We're a work in progress. There's a lot of improvement that can be made. Our guys are in there looking at that tape. They'll learn from it. And, like all mistakes, first of all, you admit them. Second of all, you fix them. And third of all, you don't let them happen again. So we will have a lot of learning potential off of that tape.
Could you talk a little bit more about, in depth, about Chris Harris and the playmaking that he brings to that side of the ball?
Well, the amazing thing is, he came to us as a college free agent and competed, kind of made a name for himself, earned some respect of his teammates and special teams. We slotted him in there. He played really consistent for us a year ago, with some injuries, pressing more into playing time. And then with Champ down, he got the start. And then he goes inside on third down, which he, pretty much does all the time. He's learned a lot from some veteran guys going against in practice. Brandon Stokely a year ago, Wes Welker, in this camp. The guy's extremely competitive, and we're proud to have him.
What did you think of Duke's debut?
Thought it was good. Get a young player, kind of took notice of the coaching staff a year ago. Flashed on special teams, and came into this camp. We gave him an opportunity, and he took advantage of it.
John, can a game like that create opportunities for the running game down the road?
I mean, really, Sam, we're looking to improve in everything. I think both teams, really neither team ran the ball effectively. And, I'm sure, they're going to be talking about it, and I know we're going to be talking about it. But, again, we're a work in progress. Like I said, it's just one game. It's a start. It's not where you start. It's where you finish. And so, we'll have a lot to get better. The run game's one of them.
Was the decision to start Noshon and use him almost as a primary back throughout the first half, was that a matchup decision, Coach?
Well, as I mentioned last night, I think it was just more of experience. He's more seasoned. He's, been in that spot a little bit more than our other guys. I mean, they're all three very capable. I'm not slighting the other two at all. They actually stepped in, and, both Ronnie, and Monte made plays in the game. And, there's a feeling out, a settling in process that happens in games. And so, early in the game, as a coaching staff, we just felt that was our best option.
I know sometimes when you're watching the game live, you don't really appreciate everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just what do you think of when you watch a game like Manning's over again? 7 touchdowns only happened.
I mean, the guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, it's phenomenal. As I mentioned last night, what he did a year ago, everybody asked me to compare. And, we're starting from where we left off, not from where we started a year ago. So there's no comparison to where he is, where we are as an offense, at the beginning of last year. In fact, we started, played some good teams early in the first, that first quarter of the season. And I think we were 1-3, or maybe 2-3. I don't remember exactly, but we didn't set the world on fire to start the season. And then, luckily adjusted and we improved. And, hopefully we'll have the same mindset, as we, trot through this season.
Looking back on your first game, calling plays on defense as an NFL guy, how do you think Adam did?
He did tremendous. I've told you all along, he's been on the staff since I got here. He was on the staff before I got here. And, you spend, 18 hours a day with these guys, 6 out of 7 days of the week, you get to know them. And, he was a very integral part in what we did 2 years ago and what we did a year ago. And so, a lot like Julius Thomas. I mean, we've been watching him for some time. It wasn't surprising that he did well. I'd say the same thing about Adam Gase.
Would you throw Bubba in the mix? It's not surprised as a guy who did well. He's came a long way in front of
you. You know, he was new to us a year ago. You know, again, that's always the first time through something, and anybody's job is hard. But he's a year better. He understands our offense better, and, you know, he's got the skill set to do it. It's just a matter of how he fits. And, you know, again, he worked very, very hard throughout the offseason and throughout training camp, and, you know, he earned those touches and those reps.
How do you think teams are going to react to Julius's night?
It's just tough to say. This game's about matchups, you know, and everybody's different. You know, our schedule's the same. You know, we play the game kind of the same, but the matchups are different. And every week it changes. And, you know, I was asked early, like, how are you going to keep all these guys happy? You know, well, you know, they're happy when they win. And, I don't think they care. They're very unselfish guys. And, you know, if they elect to, you know, play a lot of split safety defense, you know, that opens up some lanes, you know, for that position. And, Peyton's pretty good at taking what you give him. And, he found Julius on a number of occasions last night.
And Jacob and Joel were pretty productive last year, but what mm-hmm. does Julius give you for that tight end group that you guys didn't have, or that Peyton?
Yeah, they're all different, you know, and, with the Joel Dreesen injury, again, it gave, you know, one door closes and another door opens. And, in Julius's case, he got a lot of those reps in the preseason, in practice. And, I think it accelerated, his growth. So I think, it's unfortunate for Joel, but it's been fortunate for Julius.
You say everybody's happy in a win, and Eric Decker sent out a tweet earlier that he was happy about the win but disappointed in his performance.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk to him about those drops, or do you just know that he'll figure it out?
Eric's a heck of a player. He's earned that. As I say many times, if you haven't been beat or you haven't dropped the ball, you haven't played. All right, so none of these guys are perfect, and we don't expect that. You strive for that, and Eric's that kind of competitor. I mean, I know he's disappointed, and but it's a team game, and people around him, you know, made plays. And so he'll get better. You know, we have extreme great confidence in Eric, and I don't have any doubts he'll bounce back.
So should he even try to catch that ball, or should he just let it go in the end zone?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm thinking of a different play. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I must be. Which play are you referring to?
The punt that was dropped.
That was Wes Welker. Yeah.
Did you say anything to him about that?
Huh? Again, he's another guy that's extremely competitive. Sometimes stating the obvious is not great motivation.
So you don't need to say anything to Dan Trevathan, just...
Oh, no, he's a little bit different, all right, in that, you know, he's a young player, and they're learning, you know, it's plain and simple, and I think it's fair to say I'd be shocked if he ever made that mistake again in his career.
We've seen in practice, you practice holding the ball in pick sixes through the end zone. We've seen that.
Yeah, and then holding it up.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't drop it. But anyways, it's... it's what to do, how to do it under pressure, and sometimes under pressure is a life changer.
I actually wanted to ask you about Welker for the people that are biting their nails and saying, oh man, this guy's such a big part of our offense. Why do they have him, returning punts? What's your response to that? Where some people would say that that's a risky move for such an important player.
Well, I think when you look at the rule book and you fair catch, you're pretty well protected. Yeah, so. That's what I'd say.
John, on the 7 test chance.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a quarterback put up those numbers and maybe he'll get 1 or 2 touchdowns. It's not.
Right.
There's a weirdness component to this thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember being involved in any game?
No, I barely remember people on the list, let alone, one, I wasn't born yet. The other, I actually recall the other three, but I was very young, so... like I said, I didn't really realize it until after the game. And, you just look at touchdowns, you're trying to score a lot of points, you don't really remember how you did it. He's a remarkable guy that, and there were some great throws in there.
We've seen the Ravens come back in situations. When did you